too hard. And he would take off his shirt and he would say, look how I
sweat it.
Okay. Do you know what a lump on your arm or on the back of your neck or somewhere on the body is called, Lucille, that has a big core in it?
Arising.
Okay.
Some of them be carbuncle. You ever heard of that?
Yes, I sure have. And how is a carbuncle different than a rising to you? Or are they the same?
No, it's a different than a rising. It's bigger than a carbuncle. A carbuncle don't get too big, but it's real soft.
Yes. Have you ever had one of those?
No, I have had a rising. They get real big, and they is painful, too.
All right, and when that opens, what is the stuff inside it called?
A core.
All right, then with the core, there drains out somewhat, the liquidy.
Erections.
What is it?
Erections.
All right, have you ever heard it called anything else, the stuff that comes out, that drains out with from the core?
No.
All right, what did you call it?
Erections.
All right. Have you ever heard it called pus? All right.
No.
If you have some infection in your hand so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you would say, my hand did what?
Swole.
When you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is what?
Water.
Okay. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a what?
Hole.
Okay. Now, what is that referred to? The doctor would come and look at the what?
Wound.
What is a kind of skinless growth in a wound that has to be burned out? Do you know what I'm referring to, Lucille?
A mole.
Well, now this
what?
Is from a wound, let's say, from this bullet wound. And it's what kind of flesh grows in that? Have you ever heard that referred to as any kind of flesh?
No.
All right, well, sometimes when a wound doesn't heal, there's a white substance that forms around the edge of that wound. And sometimes it has to be cut out or burned out with alum. Did you ever hear of proud flesh?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right, what does that mean to you?
It's some flesh that done got in there and it's rotten, something like it's rotten. And they get it out.
And that's called?
Proud flesh.
Okay. It's a hard thing to think of, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure I couldn't have thought of that if I hadn't seen it in front of me.
Yeah.
All right, if you get just a little cut in your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection? What might you put on it? The brown liquid that burns. That brown medicine that you put on little cuts.
Iodine.
Something that used to be given sometimes as a tonic or for malaria, or the white bitter powder in capsules that you might take for a cold.
Quinine.
All right, the doctor did everything he could. Now this is about somebody that was not able to recover from something, an illness or something. The doctor did everything he could for him, but he
still died.
And you might say she's been living all alone ever since her husband
died.
Might you ever use any other expression for that same
her
thing?
Husband passed.
Okay. Would you use them